This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Owen Schroyer here, sitting in for Alex on my last stretch of broadcast here as I'm about to pitch it to Mike Cernovich, who's going to be taking over on the other side. But do not forget, of course, the War Room comes up from 3 to 6 weekdays here right after the Alex Jones Show. But then extended coverage, extended broadcast into the night, we are going to be covering the Alabama Senate race, Doug Jones versus Roy Moore. Infowars.com/show. Alex Jones will be hosting that. I'll be back here providing some coverage as well as some other reporters and special guests. So do not forget, tonight, the Alabama Senate race will be covered by Infowars Live. That's where you should go for your election night coverage. Share that link with family and friends. The Alabama Senate race coverage tonight with Alex Jones at Infowars.com/show. Let's go to... Is that Haiti in Colorado? Go ahead, Haiti.
Oh, I'm here. Yes, that's Haiti. All right, I'm talking about the Me Too shenanigans. I'll hurry and try to get through my point real quick. So, first of all, an actual victim of harassment, assault, or abuse of any kind by a man, against a man, woman, or child. Anyone that's been in that position knows it's close to impossible to prove when you've actually been victimized. And that's what annoys me so much about all this, is that these are not women. These are jokes. These are cowards. These are less than women. Oh, but they want to play in the big boy ring. But yet when it comes down to it, they don't care about the oppression of men, the oppression of women and children that are actual victims.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a positive rape kit. If you don't have actual evidence of harassment, or so it's like, prove it.
Yeah.
Why isn't any other?
Yeah, that's a good point. And a lot of these local jurisdictions don't even do the rape kits. They've had to like pass new legislation to get funding for these rape kits and to get the results of these rape kits to even be released. So that's a whole nother issue. But I'm curious. I don't know if you've had any experience personally, you know, maybe yourself with this or friends or family, but, you know, there again, I'm not trying to be insensitive. I understand that there's cases to be made for both points. In fact, there is truth in the sense that a lot of the times when women are actually, you know, sexually assaulted or whatever, they don't even realize it at the time. And I don't know if that's denial or just that they don't want to go down that road because it never actually got to the physical point of rape or whatever it is, but I remember that there were cases too where I had girlfriends that, or they weren't my girlfriends, or even where there'd be cases and they'd be like, yeah, a guy did this to me and that, and I'd be like, well, you need to press charges. That's assault. Like, that's not a joke. That's not funny. Like, you were, and they're like, oh, you know, they just don't want to deal with it. So, you know, there is an angle there from both perspectives, but like you were saying, this Me Too movement and this entire thing is a political agenda to remove Trump. It's not about the women. It's not about victims. It's not about oppression. It's not about sexual assault. It's about none of that. It's a 100% political agenda. And it shows you how shallow and pathetic these people are, that they would scorch earth for all of the victims out there that may try to come forward in the future by completely scorching the earth for anyone that may come forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And this new lady that's coming out, it's like, okay, well, just like real victims, why don't you prove it? If she was such a high and mighty feminist that got quote unquote name called, oh my God, then where's her, you know, assault? Where's her harassment? Where did she go to the courts and say, I want a restraining order on this person that I actually cannot get away from? She was in public. Was she kicked off the plane because she was sexually harassed? Did she lose her job? Was she somehow bound up by this?
And what type of precedent are they setting now where they say, he called me a name 30 years ago. Ooh, assault. Ooh. And it's like, what? Oh, yeah. Megyn Kelly came to InfoWars Studio and she might have said a name about me. She may have said something to me. Ooh. No, it's ridiculous. So that's fine, though. Scorch earth for all the actual victims that may want to come forward in the future, but they don't come forward against Trump or Moore, so they don't exist.
I want to plow into all of this. I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
We want your soul.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
And we're back, Mike Cernovich. I think we're live right now. Guest hosting for Paul. Paul couldn't make it today, so I'm here. So I don't know what we're going to talk about. We're just going to go on a frolic and adventure in the spirit of Christmas. So the first thing I want to talk about is I just tweeted it out. A lot of people go, Cernovich, you're a conspiracy theorist because you claim the media covers up crimes committed by the Democrats. Well, we now have them admitting it. So a reporter, so-called reporter, for MSNBC, Heidi has a hard to pronounce last name, much like mine, Cernovich. So I tweeted out that I have another big sexual harassment story coming out along the lines of John Conyers. So what does Heidi do? Does Heidi say, wow, another bad actor will be exposed? I can't believe it. This is incredible. No, that's not what she does. I'll read to you for those of you listening on the radio. Screen cap is there. This is not fabricated. I swear to you, this is true. Heidi tweets out, Mike Cernovich and Roger Stone increasingly associated with the number of the sexual assault stories coming out of Congress. Now, maybe you don't think you heard that correctly. Let me tell you again. I tweeted out, I'm in possession of a sexual harassment complaint filed against one of Senator Gillibrand's colleagues. Will Senator Gillibrand read the complaint? Heidi tweets out, Mike Cernovich and Roger Stone increasingly associated with the number of sexual assault stories coming out of Congress. I mean, smoking gun, right? Smoking gun evidence that this is why I'm getting the stories. This is why people are coming to me. Because she's supposed to be a feminist. Why does she care if I get the stories? Why does she care if I get the goods on John Conyers and other people? Right? Well, they do care because they would never report those stories. The media would never report stories about John Conyers. They would cover it up. So that's why women are not only victimized by these sexual predators in Congress and sexual predators like Bill Clinton, they are victimized by sexual predators within the mainstream media. So we now have one. She was dumb enough to tweet that out. So imagine what they all think. If a mainstream reporter for MSNBC, which, by the way, they rehired a guy who makes rape jokes about kids, so that tells you all you kind of need to know about MSNBC, they're saying, yeah, as Arthur Schwartz tweeted out, are you suggesting that those victims shouldn't be trusted? Checkmate. But you're caught, Heidi. You're caught being another mouthpiece for the sexual predators and Democrats. Who cares? Has anybody ever thought for a minute that the reason I'm getting these big blockbuster stories is because the media has already character assassinated me? I'm sure you've all seen the Photoshop tweets. I'm sure you've all seen the Photoshop things people claim I've written. It's all out there. There has been a coordinated deep state character assassination on me So what are they going to do now? Try to frame me for a crime? I never leave my house without an alibi, right? When I travel, I'm only around Big Brother is protecting me right now because I don't ever want to be in public where there aren't cameras around so that they can't frame me, right? So the reason these big stories come to me is because I've been character assassinated. They've called me everything. Nazi, rape apologist, rapist, white supremacist, abuser, hater. I can't even keep track. There's so many different things that they call me. So that's why I'm getting the big stories, because anybody who actually has the courage to stand up against deep state and to stand up against these sexual deviants and sexual predators in Congress, they will destroy your character. They will destroy your reputation. So me, the people know the truth. The people know not to believe any edited videos about me, fabrications, forgeries about me. The people know that. But the mainstream media knows, what do? Character assassinate me again? Talk about fake things about me again? Go for it. It's just more publicity for me. More attention for me. More attention for the truth. Because I am just a mouthpiece of the people. I'm the mouthpiece of the 150, 200 million people in America who want to make America amazing. They want a great America for everybody, regardless of religion, ideology, skin culture. We even want the liberals to succeed, right? We want everybody to win. But that's when I tell you people, and when Alex tells you, and you know other people tell you, that the media is fabricating things and they're conspiring to silence women who have been victimized by sexual predators and Democrats. You have them admitting right now. They're admitting, and they're saying, well, don't believe it even if it's true, you know, because consider Cernovich is a bad guy. Oh, no. And that's the beauty of the character assassinations. Because what are they going to say about me? What are they going to say about Alex? What are they going to say about InfoWars that hasn't already been said? Right? So there is no character to assassinate. They've already assassinated us, and they character assassinate us every day. I call it a Tuesday. I'm like, oh, wow, media hit pieces on me. Well, this must be a Tuesday, or this must be a day that ends on Y. But anybody else in the media, they can frame character assassinate. So I'm just really glad now the media is being honest, though. And the media is saying, you know what? We are going to cover up the rape. We are going to cover up the pedophilia. We're going to cover up the sexual harassment by Democrats. We're going to cover it all up because all that matters is protecting Democrat sexual predators like Bill Clinton, the rapist. Speaking of which, Senator Gillibrand, Rock of Gibraltar, maybe, she's got a rock head, so Senator Rock of Gibraltar is saying that she has been slut-shamed by President Donald Trump. Slut-shamed. Senator Warren goes, how dare Donald Trump slut-shame Senator Gillibrand? And I thought, that's a weird thing, right? That's really weird. She's being slut-shamed. Trump never called her a slut. Trump said she'll do anything for a campaign thing, which he said about men. Trump treats women the same way he treats men, which is to say if he doesn't like you, he's kind of mean. You know, if you're on Trump's bad side, man or woman, you're going to, you know, be in for quite a ride. And by ride, I'm not making any kind of connotation. But why is she with Senator Gillibrand with Harvey Weinstein? So for those of you listening at home, we're looking at a couple pictures of Senator Gillibrand with Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein's leaning into her, hugging her. She's looking on, smiling. She's looking on adoringly. What's going on here? What is she covering up? What did she know about Harvey Weinstein? When did she know it? Did they ever date? This is a fair question to ask, and the reason why is Elizabeth Warren claimed that Trump was slut-shaming Senator Gillibrand. So why? But there was Trump never said she was a slut. Trump just said she would do anything for a campaign contribution. Trump said the same thing about the Attorney General Schinderman. I don't know how to say these people's names. That's the thing. The reason I do such great journalism is I'm not afraid of any of these people because I don't even know who they are. To me, they're just like, I don't know how to say their names. I don't watch cable news. I don't, because that's all lies. I only break real news, and I don't follow along with the liars. So I don't even know how to say Attorney General I don't know, Scheidman, Childebrand, Schinderman? I don't know. Don't know, don't care. They're just losers to me. But here's what Trump said. Why did lightweight AG Schinderman come to my office on numerous occasions begging for campaign contributions? So he said it before. Trump has said Mitt Romney went on his knees to beg. Remember that? So Trump has said Mitt Romney came to my office and got on his knees and begged me. Well, nobody claimed that that was like homophobic. Nobody claimed that that was sexist, right? So that's what they do is, and I'm the same way. I've been mean. If I'm mean to you, I'm mean to everybody. But what they do is they don't show you being me being mean to other people. They just go, oh, wow, here's Cernovich being mean to a woman. Well, yeah, but here's 10 times I'm mean to a man. I'm meaner than men to a woman. So that's what they do with Trump also. That's the game. They pretend like the only time he's ever mean to somebody, she's a woman. But I want to know, why did Elizabeth Warren claim that Trump was slut-shaming her? And why is Senator Gillibrand with Harvey Weinstein? What were they doing? Who knows? After break, we'll talk a little bit more about this and more.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
Facebook.com/Mike Cernovich. So much to talk about. They brought me in last minute, so I was out at the errands running the banks. But you know what? There's no time off from the InfoWars. The deep state, they're not taking a day off. George Soros ain't taking a day off. George Soros is funding fake documentaries into fake sexual harassment stuff. He is also funding a super PAC to take on Roy Moore and Doug Jones. So Soros is supporting Roy Moore's opponent. So Politico broke this story. Secret super PAC backing Jones in Alabama. So they don't take a day off. So we can't take a day off either from the InfoWars. So even if I'm at the bank, depositing checks, doesn't matter. We got to get up and we got the InfoWars. So what do we talk about? I don't know, but I just stalled for like 30 seconds. You just learn in real time. If you ever do a public speaking event, and you know what you're going to talk about, just talk about how you don't know what you're going to talk about and what brought you there. And then suddenly you've talked about something. Meta, we have the mindset tricks for you all day. But we do kind of want to talk about Jim Acosta because he's fake, and he's always fake, and he's always interrupting Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who's a very amazing, strong, independent woman. Like the creepy sexist that he is, Jim Acosta interrupts her. So let's go and take a ride through Jim Acosta's history. Let's look at Jim Acosta at CNN being very fake news. Who remembers the very tragic shooting where Scalise and others were the victims of a left-wing domestic terrorist who had been radicalized by the mainstream media? We all remember the Scalise shooting. So here's what Jim Acosta tweeted on June 14th, 2017. White House official on hospital visit, quote, President Trump did not meet with Scalise and did not go into the room where Scalise is being tweeted, unquote. So I'm going to read that to you again. This is what Jim Acosta tweeted. It got over 2,000 retweets. White House official on hospital visit. President Trump did not meet with Scalise and did not go into the room where Scalise is being treated. Well, let's click over to that Medium.com article where I reported on this. Well, that was fake because Trump did visit it. So you know what Jim Acosta did when he was caught spreading fake news? Did he apologize? Did he say, well, I got it wrong? No, he made up a source. He said that he got the story from the White House press pool. So here's what he did. Then Jim Acosta sent a later tweet. Well, we got to scroll down in the article, I think it's in. He goes, well, I got the story from the White House press pool. Right? He goes, well, the White House press pool gave it. So you can see other people calling him out. Because his original tweet did not say he got it from the White House press pool, right? His original tweet said he got this information from a White House official. And then later when he was called out for being fake news, he goes, oh, no, that was the press pool. Oh, my God, you know, it's not my fault. Like, well, wait a minute, Jim. If you got the story from the press pool, then why did your tweet say White House official? See, he fabricated a source. He claimed that a White House official gave him this quote, and then when that turned out to be fake news, he goes, well, I mean, it was an error in the White House press pool. That's how dishonest these people are. Lie after lie after lie after lie. And when they're caught lying, they go, oh, well, it wasn't my fault that I fabricated a source. Rather, I just relied on the White House press pool. But wait a minute. If he was quoting from the White House press pool, why didn't he say, per White House press pool, Trump didn't visit Scalise? He wanted to seem like Mr. Big Shot. He wanted to seem like he had the kind of sources Mike Cernovich has. Well, I can tell you, Jim Acosta does not have the kind of sources Mike Cernovich has in the White House. The only person working today in media who has more White House sources than I have is Maggie Haberman. Maggie Haberman has the most White House sources of anybody in journalism, then me, and then there's like a huge gap. People like Jim Acosta, he's not even top 10. Jim Acosta is not even like top 25. He doesn't have any source. All he can do is go in there and ask his little, Sarah, you call this fake news. We're butthurt. We're butthurt that you call this fake news today. We're going to cry. You know, I can't believe it. You call this fake news. You're so mean. You're bullying me. You're bullying me, Jim Acosta. And then they call her sexist names. And then there's another guy. He's completely unhinged. Brian something or other. There's a guy named Brian. He works for Playboy. And he's always attacking in a very sexist way, attacking Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Well, we caught him on video attacking me, physically initiating violence against me, such that he came. So I did a White House press briefing. I don't know if we have the video or if the video is good enough. But when I was reporting for the White House, I told the White House press people that they were endorsing violence, endorsing Antifa. And then I walked out minding my own business. And this guy, Brian, follows me out. And he starts putting his hands in my face. He almost poked my eye out. So he's jabbing his big sausage fingers into my face. He smells bad. He has bad breath. He's a very not clean person. He's a very dirty, sort of nasty person. You'll never want to be too close to him. And he's jabbing at me and attacking me and everything like that. So I was like, man, this guy, he's trying to physically attack me. We were on the White House grounds. We were literally on White House grounds. Yeah, Brian Karam. So maybe if you run a search on my Twitter, here, I'll see if I can find the video. I'll top it out. But maybe if you can find that on my Twitter, I'll look for it. So Brian came in and attacked me. And then I realized that what he was doing is that he was trying to frame me for assault, because that's what they do. They can't actually get me on anything real because it's all fake. So he was trying to frame me for assault. So I just retweeted it. CNN hires Cernovich's stalker, Brian Karam, as on-air contributor. So you can see in the screen captures that I have and, of course, on the video that I have. If you click over the Medium, we can find the video. See how his finger – we'll zoom in on that image at the Medium article – you see how he has his finger right in my face there? And you see how I'm just being very respectful, being very, you know, guerrilla mindset, very calm and composed, because I knew he was trying to frame me for a crime. So here's me. I'm walking out. And this here he is. Look at that right there. We'll pause that. Those of you who are listening in at home, I'm standing there very respectful, very dignified, in a brand new custom Hugo Boss suit, being very, very respectful of the White House. This guy comes out. He didn't even comb his hair. He has on shades. He's trying to look like a cool guy. And his finger is within inches of my face, and he's trying to assault me because he wanted to frame me. So we'll talk about this more in the next segment because this is important. We'll have the video ready. They're trying to frame me in real time on White House grounds. That's what they'll do. The media, if they can't do a hit piece and it fails, they will frame you for assault. So this is very important because this person is now on CNN, which, as we know, is very fake news. So we're going to be back after the break. In the meantime, you can always find me at facebook.com/Mike Cernovich. Can't wait to come back and talk to you more.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing using fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
And we're back. Mike Cernovich, Facebook.com/Mike Cernovich. Thank you again for supporting the InfoWars. As always, we value your support. And as always, without you, we are nothing. So we want to talk a little bit about some of these great product specials, because without you, again, that's what funds this operation. Hold on. Sorry. I just got a phone call in real time. Like I said, those of you, you know, a lot of people like to make fun of the production value, but this is real journalism. This is real news. Sources are coming in. Documents are coming in. It's chaos and carnage every day. God bless all of you who support us. But BrainForce is 50% off plus free shipping. There is a survival shield that's 50% off. A lot of big sales going on. And remember, when you support the InfoWars and you improve your own health, you're also improving the health of the country by ensuring that you get the best news and the best information. So in the last segment, we talked a little bit about the violence in the White House press correspondence room. So we have a video, but we actually can't play the audio because the language is so foul and so vile. Not by me, by the way. You know, I used to cuss a lot, and I just realized that was a very immature thing to do, so I don't do that anymore. But we were on White House grounds. So let's look at the video, and I'll tell you what's going on and who this person is. So there's a guy named Brian Karam, and he works for CNN. I was in the White House, so you can see me pause there for a minute. I was carrying a book bag when he runs at me to attack me and to try to frame me for a crime. So I was leaving. I went to a White House press briefing and did journalism, as I often do. And then I told the White House correspondents, I go, you people have never asked anybody to disavow Antifa. Why is that? And I was very polite, very civil. And then I left to be, you know, very, very, very conscientious human being. So I'm walking out, and this guy stalks me, runs me down when I'm just minding my own business. So let's go back to the clip. So he runs me down. You can see me put my book bag down to be very respectful. And I knew right away that what he was doing was he was trying to frame me for assault. That's what he was trying to do. So he's trying to look at him, put his finger in my face, right? He's making very violent gestures. And I'm there just being very polite, very civil. I looked away, and then I went to, because sometimes I talk with my hands. And then I realized, oh, I know what this guy's doing. He's framing me for assault. He's getting in my face. He's going to put his hand in my eyes, try to poke my eyes out. So then what I did was I put my hands behind my back like in a parade rest position in the military because I realized I'm being framed in real time. This is what the fake news media does. In real time, they'll frame you. We were on the White House grounds. Now, this man or woman or whatever he is, gender non-binary, I don't ever assume genders, should never be allowed back in the White House press briefing room, because this is a very violent man. This is a very unhinged man. This is a very unstable person. And again, we can't play the audio because he's cussing so much that you can't air it on radio. He's cursing and being violent and trying to attack me, trying to frame me for an attack, hoping, because I'll tell you what, in real life, if we're not on the White House press briefing grounds and you put your hand in my face close enough to poke my eye out, let's just say don't do that. Let's just say if we're not on the White House press, if we're not on the White House grounds, you should not push your finger close enough to poke my eye out. You should not assault me, because that will end quite differently than this video ended. But I knew he was trying to frame me, and I knew, and this is what they do. So when they can't make up sources, so you can watch me in the video, I'm on the left and I'm just sort of shrugging my shoulders, standing very respectful, looking the way a journalist should work. Look, right? Respecting the office of the White House. I mean, look at this guy and then look at me. They're really, and this guy, CNN promoted him when he attacked me because CNN, they hate me so much that when they actually watched that video, they said, this is amazing. We're glad that you went after Cernovich. But let's pause it and let's just compare him. There he is. Look at that finger. Within 1 inch of my face, he could have easily poked my eye out. So on the left-hand side is somebody who says, I respect journalism. I respect the office of the White House. I respect the office of the presidency. So I showed up, proper attire, suit and tie, very good posture, very dignified, as office of the president deserved to be dignified with. Brian on the right, very sloppy. His clothes don't fit. He didn't comb his hair. He has some sunglasses he got from the gas station, some ugly goatee, really bad body odor, really, really stinky person, very oily skin, doesn't wash his face, doesn't exfoliate, doesn't take care of himself, doesn't take pride in himself. So he comes out to attack me. Well, this is CNN's hero now. They go, Trump's media war, reporter confronts White House spokesperson over fake news. Does this person on the right, Brian Karam, does that look like a reporter? Does that look like a journalist who belongs in the White House when he's attacking me, poking his finger at me, trying to assault me, trying to bait me? Because under the law, I'll just tell those of you listening at home, I am an attorney. Under the law, if you come into my face and you start putting your hands in my face like that, that is a physical threat. And I could have punched him. I could have grabbed him. I could have done very legal means to defend myself. But I knew that that was, he was trying to frame me. And then he would have had his little media buddies fabricate evidence and edit the video to make it look like what they would do is they would have ignored him attacking me. And they just would have shown me grabbing him and, you know, body slamming his gross body. But then again, he's so dirty. I mean, just look at this person. He's not clean. He doesn't shower before he goes to the White House. This is a CNN contributor now. That is what CNN endorses. That is the caliber of person CNN has on the show and that they welcome and they have to go to the White House. That's who they call a reporter. Even though he's very violent, very unhinged. I mean, just look at him. Every time you look at him, you can tell that there's just something really not good going on inside there. That's a CNN reporter right there. Not the person on the left, the very dignified person who respects the office of the presidency. Don't ever think that because I wear gym clothes a lot and go to the gym and hike and can be a little bit goofy and put on a show. Don't ever think the live stream Mike Cernovich is the only Mike Cernovich out there. Scott Pelley made that mistake on 60 Minutes. They think because I show up and kind of have a lot of fun on the live streams and banter, don't ever think that's all I have. So when I go in the White House, if you show this picture to students, if you just screen cap the video of Mike Cernovich and Brian Kallik, Karam, and you said, hey, students, which guy is unhinged and is a misogynist and is a dangerous person? And which guy is a White House reporter? Which guy is a national security reporter? Which man is the journalist in this picture? And which person is a very creepy stalker, harasser, kind of shady kind of guy? You show that picture, 99 out of 100 people are going to say, well, the man on the left is the reporter. The man on the right, how was he even allowed in the White House? How was his press credentials not pulled? How was it that he was not issued a letter of censure from the White House Correspondents Association? But that's where we live in this upside down fake news media world, where according to the fake news, Brian is the real journalist, even though he's never broken a big story, and certainly not a story at the level of John Conyers. And then they say the guy on the left, the guy in the suit, the person who dresses for the office is respectful, very, very civil. They would say that guy is the fake news guy. So that tells you, if you want to understand the media, whoever the media tells you is the bad guy is the good guy. And whoever tells you the good guy is the bad guy. Right? That's just the way it is. Whoever they say is the reporter is the fake news guy. Whoever they call fake news is real news. And that video definitely shows it. So I know we did kind of a longer segment on just this incident, but the incident is so important because it's a microcosm of what we deal with every day. This guy was caught on air being violent, being unhinged, being unstable, committing assault, trying to bait me, trying to frame me for defending myself. And that's the guy CNN has on air. The person who breaks the John Conyers story, that's the person CNN calls fake news. That's why you can't trust anything you see, especially if it's on CNN. You know you can't trust it. I'll be back for one last segment here in a few minutes. Thanks again. If you haven't heard of me before, my name's Mike Cernovich. You can find me at facebook.com/ Mike Cernovich.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
And we're back with the final segment. I was actually on break, running down a source. So for those of you who kind of want a behind-the-scenes look at journalism and media, I'm sitting on potentially the biggest story of the year, bigger than John Conyers, way bigger. But you got to check this stuff out. You have to fact check everything. You have to make sure everybody is involved who says it's involved. So it's a lot more difficult than a lot of people think. We just don't get a tip and then run it. You know, I'm 99% sure. I've already authenticated it way more than CNN ever would. But we have to be better than CNN, right? Because CNN, they now have the reputation for being fake news. So when it comes to the work that we do and the kind of stories that I break, I can't end up like CNN, you know, spreading some kind of fake story. That's their job. Their job is to be fake news. So in between break, I'm, you know, texting people, calling people. You can probably tell my energy is a little bit different. I'm a little more intense just by virtue of adrenaline. You know, when you have a big story like this, you're just, your heart races, you get a huge rush of adrenaline and you get all this extra energy. Your body goes into kind of fight or flight mode. And my body does not know flight mode. My body only knows fight mode. So right now I'm in fight mode and tracking things down, and my pupils are dilated, everything, you know. You got to love it. There's no other rush like this. So I think today, you know, we've talked a lot about fake news. We've shown how unhinged CNN's contributors are. We've really done some good work on the fake news media. But there's a lot of other stuff that's kind of been going on. There's a special report, actually, on Barack Obama calling Trump Hitler and what that can lead to, and comparing him to Hitler and everything like that. So I think we're going to lead in with that special report. And once that's over, I'll kind of comment to you and tell you why this is a really dishonest thing that they're doing, but also why this is a very dangerous thing they're doing.
Ironically, the slave trade continues in Libya as a direct result of the policies of America's first black president, Barack Obama. CNN released a video documenting human rights violations in Libya, revealing a Libyan slave trade where migrants are sold for, on average, from $200 to $400 in slave auctions. And now on Capitol Hill, after the smoke is cleared, all anyone can do is shrug their shoulders.
There's some very interesting and positive developments in North Africa with respect to international cooperation, because this is a part of the world where the impact of the terrorism, of the migration flows, of the smuggling is felt very keenly by Europe.
Ali is from Sudan. 3 years ago, he fled by foot and by bus to Libya. Though it has a UN-recognized government, since the fall of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011, Libya has become a failed state divided by rival militias. Like many other migrants, Ali was arrested and detained for 7 months by a militia that demanded money for his release.
If you pay, they will release you. If you don't, they will start beating you.
I've done deep research on Africa. I've done deep research on the all-encompassing geopolitical tectonic shifts that have taken place in the last few centuries. And undoubtedly, there is a global proxy war going on in Asia, the Middle East, Central Asia, of course, Eastern Europe, Africa, Latin America. There are mercenaries, the bankers call them jackals, all over the world assassinating and killing people 24-7 that won't give in to the big six mega banks and their fractional reserve banking derivatives fraud machine. And it's very frustrating to see the 5% of people, and that's about what they were, on the videos I shot over the weekend that have had together over 1 million views on YouTube alone, where I point out that an Africa-wide invasion is ongoing and that massive escalations in it is imminent. And I laid out in those videos exactly what would happen, exactly what would be pushed. And I called Angelina Jolie out as a war criminal who should be arrested. The problem is the UN does that war criminal arresting, and they are the biggest war criminals.
Alan J. Cooperman, associate professor at the University of Texas at Austin, told Newsweek, "When you break a state and then don't stick around to rebuild it, you create a failed state. I'm not sure the worst thing going on in Libya is the slave trade," the professor, who has written several papers on Libya, said. "The devastation in North Africa, courtesy of President Obama and Hillary Clinton, isn't just going to fix itself, as was abundantly clear on Capitol Hill, but Obama won't let up, now comparing President Trump to Hitler. When in reality, North Africa hasn't seen devastation on par with Obama's since Hitler's desert fox Erwin Rommel was dispatched to North Africa in 1941. And from the ashes, the work is left to the American people to tackle the highest human trafficking numbers the world has ever seen." John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
As you can see, you know, we really have to just be honest with what is really going on here. Remember when Hillary Clinton said, "We came, we saw, he died," and then Gaddafi was sodomized with the bayonet? Actually, a lot of people don't know that detail of the story because it was fabricated. which, by the way, makes us very, very at risk with all these other countries, because Gaddafi did the right thing and disarmed. He disarmed and said, okay, you can have my big, high-powered weapons of mass destruction. They promised them that he would be safe. Then they sponsored a coup, and then at the end of the coup, he was murdered in the most humiliating way possible. Hillary Clinton, the sociopath, said, we came, he saw, he died. Well, now because of that, Iran, North Korea, none of these powers that have major weapons and chemical weapons, they'll never trust us again because of what happened to Gaddafi. And then because of what happened to Gaddafi under, again, Barack Obama and Hillary Rotten Clinton, there are now open-air slave markets in Libya. By the way, who sent the government to harass journalists? Who sent the government to audit political enemies? Well, Barack Obama did. That sounds like fascism to me. So you can find that Barack Obama, even those fake fact-checking websites, they couldn't spin this. And as you know, they'll spin facts on their head. Barack Obama prosecuted more journalists under the Espionage Act than any other president combined. Every other president combined. Fact. Barack Obama tried to silence journalists, not with a rude tweet, not with a snide comment, which, whatever, is free speech. Obama's legacy is a historic war on whistleblowers. He was the least transparent president in American history. He prosecuted journalists. He spied on associate press reporters. He spied on Jeremy Rosen. They went through all of his records, his family's emails, his family's phone calls. They completely spied on the guy. That sounds to me like a war on the free press. Funny, though, that you don't hear mainstream journalists who complain about Trump's tweets bring up the fact. I don't know about the rest of you at home. Let's just do an experiment. You can have Trump say, you're a very dumb person on Twitter, or you can have the entire weight of the federal government go through every area of your family's lives and criminally prosecute you on fabricated charges. There's your choice. Trump can say, you can get a mean tweet, you can get a mean tweet, or you can go to prison on trumped up charges. I don't know about those of you at home, but to me, you could tweet about me every day. If you're the president and you want to tweet little barbs at me every day, go right ahead. Obama didn't just tweet or criticize. He was very suave. Oh, how you doing? Come watch me. Have you seen my new jeans? I don't know if you guys remember seeing the video where he's showing off his new jeans to the media people and he's spinning all around and they're looking at his butt and crotch and, oh, look at how cute I am. I'm Barack Obama. So suave in your face. But then when the lights go off, the doors close, he's prosecuting journalists for prison. And then he's sending his IRS director, Loris Lerner, out there to commit tax fraud. You're the IRS. You're supposed to go after tax frauds. The IRS committed tax fraud against patriots and their political enemies. So if you want to talk about fascism, you want to talk about Hitler, you want to talk about who our real Hitler is. The real Hitler is Barack Obama. He prosecuted journalists. He prosecuted political enemies. Hillary Clinton would have been an even worse Hitler. That's the truth. You're always going to get the truth from me, Mike Cernovich. Find me at facebook.com/Mike Cernovich, and I'll talk to you all soon.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.